So look, if you want to grow your wealth, your income, and increase the amount of time off, then these are the shortcuts that can help. Welcome to the Wealth Creation Podcast. Next up, let's talk about accountability and consistency. So I was just talking about one of the things that we're doing this year compared with the previous years is our level of consistency has increased. And one of the problems that we had last year was we left the gate and we would podcast every single day. And that's really hard. There's a lot of pressure to come up with content. And so actually this year, we just got a lot more consistent now in the last few weeks of actually putting out one podcast a week. And now we've got lots of different things, as you can see here. We've got lots of things we can talk about. There's stuff going on in the world which fall out time-wise because time moves on and they're no longer relevant. And then there's other stuff that isn't time specific, you know, accountability and consistency. I could talk about that in 1,000 years and it would still be relevant more than likely. You know, I'll be in a robot body by then and my consciousness will be on the cloud. We'll all live in a holodeck with holograms and virtual reality. Who the hell knows, right? But consistency will still be there, whatever it is that I want to do in life or my robot life. And accountability is part of this as well. So one of the reasons why I go to CrossFit every single morning is because I'm one of those guys where I'm either on or I'm off eating pies and crisps and donuts. I'm dreadful, right? I'm 100% kind of guy, but 100% is sometimes pizza and sometimes it's working out. Right? There's no middle ground for me. And I know a lot of entrepreneurs are like that as well. And so one of the reasons why I go to CrossFit every single morning, now, caveat, I go 4 times a week, but I do weightlifting 2 other days. But one of the reasons for that is that, like, this morning, it was just me and my coach, and he's like, what do you want to do today? I'm like, I don't know. So we did some chest work, and we worked on technique on my kipping pull-ups, and absolutely blasted my shoulders, couldn't lift my arms up afterwards, really good. But every day that he's there, he's seeing me work out and he's one of the people that I get accountability from. In addition to that, I've also got a CrossFit coach, world champion Jason Grubb. He's 47. He's a master's athlete, which means he's old like I am. But he's a world champion in his age range. I'm a few years older than he is. But I get accountability from having a coach. Now, sometimes I don't even speak to him that often, right? But knowing that I'm paying money and that he's there checking on my progress gives me accountability. I've even had it with clients, with coaching clients, where they start and then, boy, they're accountable as anything. I've not even told them what to do yet. But they're going, I've done this and I've done that and I've done this because I thought you might ask. And they're really on it. And that's where accountability comes in. Now, if you can get accountable and you can get consistent in the processes that will get you the results. So the processes that will get me the results, for example, which I'm really failing on right now, is I'm eating so much junk food right now. It's dreadful. I'm working out on one hand because I'm 100% kind of guy, so I still do my workouts, but then I eat pizza, right? That's really inconsistent with my diet. But if I can rejig that and focus on the results that I want, and then I can consistently eat the right foods, do you think I'm going to get to where I want to get to? Absolutely. But you have to work out where do you want to get to. So one of the keys for me is on fat loss and building muscle. And we've got some triathlons to do. We've got a couple of high roxies to do. And I want to go out and compete, right? I'm 50 and I'm on about competing still. And I'm hoping to be still doing that age 60 and hopefully into my 70s as well. There's still people who join the CrossFit Open in their 70s. One of the oldest competitors, I think she was like 73 doing a rope climb, for goodness sake. I mean, that's absolutely blows my mind away. But do you think in order for her to get there, do you think she might have had to be accountable for the last 25 years and consistent for the last 25 years? And that's the only reason that that person can get to that point. So now when we compare that to where you are, and obviously I don't know who's watching, I don't know who's listening, but where were you on that accountability scale? Like, should we take a guess? A 2, a 3, a 4 out of 10. Consistency. Should we take a stab in the dark at that? Obviously, it depends what it is. We do some things really well and we do some things less well.
consistency, two or three or four. One of the things that I try to be more consistent with is playing with my daughter. We're back to the dinosaur with a saddle on it, aren't we? Because I play with my daughter with her little horses. She's eight and she absolutely loves it. And yesterday we went out on a bike ride. And it's so easy to go, oh, no, I'm just too busy. I've got loads on, or I can't do this, or I'm exhausted from my workouts. But being consistent and playing with her all through, when she gets to 15, 16, 17, 18, 28, 38, 48, 58, whatever those ages are, she remembers her old man, me, and she remembers, God, do you remember that dinosaur my dad used to have? That's the stuff that she will remember. And so the consistency, regardless of what it is important throughout everything that we do. It's important in your relationships. It's important in your work. It's important in your health. It's important in your diet. It's important in your faith and spirituality if you go down that path. And being accountable is also key to getting those successes that you and I both want.
Hey, it's Dan here. Thank you for listening. Really appreciate each and every one of you. Please click like or subscribe to the entire podcast.